Okay, so this is why I wanted to talk to you. So over here, beginning of practice, you block a punt and you catch it. did that hit? How did you? I mean,
it was just kind of a split section kind of thing. I put my hands out. It hit me in the hands. I think it just ricocheted.
Did it go off your chest and back into your hands, or
no,
what?
Just straight into the gut. I think I caught his foot in the gut, too, because I was a little bit sore after that one.
So his foot kind of trapped it against it. I've never seen anybody do that in my life. All I see is you rush the punter, you dive at it, and then you're running in the end zone with a ball.
Yeah, I mean, it was quick, but it definitely was. Uh-huh. It hit the hands, hit the gut, little loss of the old wind.
Yeah.
And then we were celebrating in the end zone, so it was pretty cool.
That's good. You can do that in the season this year. Can I get a guarantee? Can I get a promise? The patented Fedge punt block.
You will get a block this year.
Okay.
You heard that, right?
Okay,
you
good.
You will get a block this year.
Okay,
good. I get my coaches to send me off the edge, and we're good.
Okay, good. good. So how's it feeling? Final year, safety, how's everything going?
It's going real well. Everything's a lot slower now.
Mm-hmm.
You can just sit back there, analyze it, and react. Mm-hmm. And the camp's been going real smooth. Spring ball went real smooth.
Yeah.
And now I can point to my backers or the corners and get them, talk to them, and just get them in the right spots. And it's definitely going a lot smoother.
Are you and Tabar settling into one side? I know in the spring you guys were both playing both sides just to, get comfortable and such like that. Will you be rotating like that still, or are you settling into?
Right now, Coach Banks, he wants us to, we both know both of them in the meetings. We go over in our meeting rooms. He'll ask us both sides, questions for both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come out here and practice right now, it looks like I'm sticking at free and he's at strong. But yeah. I mean, the way we've been practicing.
You feel comfortable either spot?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you like free better? Do you like?
Right now, that's what I've been playing more often. So getting actual reps at free.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a little bit more comfortable there. Playing wise, but as far as the formations, checks, and all that goes, it's they're the same.
Yeah. So, little brother, you're gonna get him an offer here. You're gonna beg the coaches to offer him. He's a senior in high school now, right?
He is a senior in the high school.
I saw he was getting a few. Did he get Air Force or something?
He
like
has
that?
Air Force. I know he's really interested with them.
Uh-huh.
I'm not gonna beg the coaches about anything because
we need another 4 years of Fedge. So
yeah,
if you're gone,
I think his playing speaks for himself.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely put some film in front of their face and let them analyze it.
Yeah. So. Does he play with the same abandon that you do? You born with it in the family?
I would like to say yes. I'd like to say yes, but I know he's the baby of the family, so he wasn't as hard on him.
Uh-huh.
But he's not afraid to get his nose dirty.
Okay, I always ask beard questions in Rantoul. So it looks like you probably haven't shaved since you came up here, maybe. You got a little scruff going.
Just a little bit.
Who's the beard guy on the defense? Like, if there was a beard off and you had to take a guy against someone on the offense, who's the guy?
I hate to give it to him, but Mason grows a great
beard. Yeah? Hate to give it to Mason?
Just because, I mean, that's me and him. I mean, we've been roommates across the hall for years. Just, I don't like giving that guy anything.
Yeah, he doesn't need a bigger head.
Yeah, he doesn't
right?
need a bigger head, not at all. But
yeah.
he's got it right now, which is unfortunate.
Well, see, a couple guys said McGrew just because it's orange and long and
yeah,
like.
Yeah, he's got that, like, hockey beard type deal going. And
it is a hockey beard.
It just doesn't have the.
Yes.
The little lumberjack beard like Monheim. So.
Yeah. Finney said his beard is like a, he said he's like a Texas Ranger in the 1880s riding on a horse in Kansas or something chasing down outlaws.
Yeah, I don't understand what Finney's going with 90% of the time, but he is a character to say
yes.
the least.
Yes. Okay, Fedge, I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Good
Thank
luck
you.
This year.
Thank you.